就应该有个线做浓厚一点，没几天，两年左右。
Hello, John.
Yeah.
So the last time that we talked, we were working on using hatred against itself. And while I was meditating, I was getting rid of sankharas that were building into painful things. And you said, okay, this is 50% of the practice, but you're still missing the point that the kalesas are using the khattas rather than in them or a part of them. And this, you know, kind of made me go, oh, I have to rethink my practice a little bit and go back to the basics. So I asked myself, how does a kalesa actually work? And it was an interesting question. And the best analogy I came up with is it's kind of like an AI program that you ignorantly created in your own mind. And it's a motivation of sorts. And the most pernicious of these kalesas for me is the wrong motivation that self-torture creates progress.
Explain a little bit further.
Okay, I'll give you an example, maybe to explain it. Probably the most vicious one that I've had for about a year now, that developed from some anxiety and PTSD was, while I'm eating food, I become mindful of death, and then I consider if the next bite that I'm about to swallow is going to choke me and I'm going to die. And you can imagine that happens hundreds of times a day, so it's pretty extreme. Mm. And I can let go of it sometimes, but then the kalesa comes up, and what it tells me is that, no, you need to torture yourself with this fear of death, because it's going to force you to have sati. So torturing myself creates pain, which makes me pay attention. And so, yes, it's painful, but the end result is a positive. So if I lash myself and put myself under torturous circumstances, sati will be forced to arise. So, yes, it's painful, but it's worth it. And obviously this is wrong, but I can't quite see why. And I was wondering,
why do you think obviously it's wrong?
Well, I can see the positives in it.
Yeah. And what is the negative?
Right.
The pain.
The negatives, the pain, and the embarrassment.
Well, what kind of embarrassment?
Well, it's a pretty simple to-do process of eating food.
Yes.
And yet...
Yeah, I would... What I... You know, first of all, yeah. You have the tendency to think too much and to analyze these things instead of observing these things. Yeah? If you try to analyze what is happening, yeah? I mean, then you're in the thinking process. And that is what the kalesas love, yeah? They love to analyze, yeah? What our practice is, first we get into a calm where there's nothing happening. Then we go out and observe, yeah? Then we put our attention onto something and then ask questions, yeah? Until the citta answers this question, yeah? Most of the time the citta will answer, I don't know, I don't understand. And then we know we have to go on, yeah? What is pain, for instance, eh? The question, what is pain, yeah? The citta says, no, I don't know, I don't understand, yeah? So you go and investigate, yeah? Your tendency is to think and to analyze, yeah? And that is, for nearly every person who comes from the West, yeah? I mean, that's how we are trained and that's how we, yeah? Attack problems or, you know, deal with problems. They have to analyze them, yeah? But that is not the way of practice. The way of practice is to get the mind calm, to look at things and to observe, yeah? What actually is happening, yeah? So about the food problem, I would just, you know, I just would think, you know, if the fear comes up, you know, I mean, I'm going to choke with the next tiger, then just tell yourself, yeah, so what? Sooner or later I will have to die anyway. Yeah? And since when has this fear come up? I mean, when you were a kid, you know, you didn't have the fear, or?
No, it started about last year.
Yeah? And what happened before that?
The experience in Ukraine, and then I had a stomach ulcer, and they had to do an endoscopy.
Yeah.
And they put a big plastic tube down my throat.
Oh. That's,
it was
that's
pretty
nice.
Excruciating.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And they don't put you under in Europe. They didn't sedate me.
They didn't sedate you. That's good. I don't know if they sedate.
It was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
So, I was joking.
Yeah, of course, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm joking when I'm, you know, go to the dentist, you know, and he lets the water, let my mouth full of water and nothing is sucking it out, and then I'm choking of water. they're not that careful, yeah. But anyway, so I would investigate that, yeah. Then I would investigate death, yeah. I mean, sooner or later we will have to die. No matter what we do, yeah. You can cross, you know, when you cross the street, yeah. You can die. A car picks you up, you know, and you die, yeah. You can fall from the ladder, break your neck and die. Or you go down the stairs, you know, from your apartment and you know, fall off the stairs, you know, and break your neck and die. Yeah? Or you change a light bulb and get electrocuted and die. I mean, there's so many, yeah, things, yeah? But, yeah? There's one thing that we should know. We only die when we have the karma to die. So, whenever there's karma, there's nothing, you know, when our karma says, you know, I mean, you lived long enough, yeah? The karma tells us you lived long enough, then we die, yeah? If the karma says you still, you know, even if you imagine to die, yeah? Some people are in a car crash and they don't die, yeah? Other people, you know, have a car crash and die, yeah? So if it is not our time to die, then we won't die. No matter what we do, yeah? Unless, you know, we jump off the high. High rise, you know, then we are most certainly going to die. Understand that this is something really crucial, yeah? People always think, you know, because of their action they will die. No, we don't die because of our action. Yeah? We die because of our karma. I mean, what I mean is we don't die because of our action in this life, yeah? We died, you know, because we created the karma in our previous life, yeah, that amounts to this time, you know. What do I normally say, you know, I mean, when we are born, you know, every child, you know, that is born has put into its body a clock that is ticking, yeah. And once a clock stops ticking, that's the moment we die. And there's nothing we can do. Yeah? I mean, we can change a little bit, you know, I mean, we can put up the dial, you know, to live 1 or 2 years longer, yeah, if you live a healthy life, you know, I mean, yeah, whatever, according whatever is healthy, you know, or if you live an unhealthy life, yeah? I mean, if you have a lot of stress, you know, I mean, that is not really that healthy, yeah, but we can only dial down, you know, a few years up and few years down. And the rest is really determined by karma. I mean, if we don't believe it, then we should listen to what the Lord Buddha says, yeah? A taker of life will have a short life. A non-taker of life will have a long life. So, I mean, it doesn't, huh? It's not about this or that, you know, I mean, people, yeah? People get this imagination, you know, I mean, yes, if I don't do this, you know, I will have a longer life. No. Yeah, if you have not killed people, or if you have not killed animals in previous lives, you know, I mean, yeah, you will have a long life. Or if you have not tortured another being, tortured to death, this is something you really should understand, The sutta, about this karma is somewhere in the Majjhima, in the middle length saying, So, read it, It says all about it, It says also, if you are very generous in the next life, we will be, we will be rich, no matter what we do, we will not, unless we steal, of course, We will not become rich, in this life if you don't have the karma too, the natural rich. People all cheat, and people all, steal, that is not, that's not what I'm talking about. If you have the karma, that is why it's so important for us to understand karma. People who lie a lot, what did the Lord Buddha say? Next life, they will stink out of their mouth, so people won't get close. So they don't have to hear all these lies from these people, But it's not in this life. This is something we really have to put, we really have to get down into our brain, into our heart, that this is the way it is, And if you don't believe what I say, then read, the suttas of the Lord Buddha. He never says that it is in this life, He never said that, if you do this in this life, it will prolong your life. No, he says, if you are a non-taker of life, in the next life you will have a long life. If you're a taker of life, in the next life you will have a short life. Look at all these people who are cruel, who killed so many people, some of them live for 80, 90 years, And others die, with 20 years. So it has nothing to do what we do in this life. What we do in this life, will come back in the next life. It is the same thing, as the people here, I normally tell them, the Thais are the same thing, Yes, they want to come to the monastery, And then, they offer this and offer that, and when they get out of the monastery, they buy lottery tickets, and see if they win anything, that's not how it works, Then I tell them, if you want to eat rice, you have to sow rice, If you sow rice, today, you cannot eat it in the evening. It's not ready, It takes 6 months, And the karma that we normally do in this life, it takes at least 60 years, Some of the karma, we don't even receive in one lifetime or two lifetimes, The Lord Buddha said, some of it is like planting a tree, Planting a tree, 1 year no fruit, 2nd year no fruit, only after the 7th year you have fruit. But then you have fruit for 20 years, So, this is something we really have to get a grasp of it, get a hold of it, Nothing what we do will change this life. No matter, if it is of sickness, we cannot avoid this sickness, we cannot avoid that sickness, we cannot avoid this, We cannot avoid cancer, we cannot avoid Parkinson, we cannot avoid, or whatever, Alzheimer, or what it is, Because this is, is born because of our karma from our previous life. Or we cannot avoid, being murdered, or we cannot avoid, being tortured, because it comes from the previous life, No matter what we do, But whatever we do now in this life, will be the basis for our next life, Not only the basis, not only from this life, but, from lots of different life files, will determine the karma from the next life where we go to, This is really something, that you really have to let the heart be infiltrated by this, To understand this, and to realize it. Whatever we do, Whatever we do, will have an effect. But the effect, will not come immediately, And some people, you see a lot of YouTube videos, instant karma, instant karma. There is no instant karma, It's a karma from the previous life, And it looks like it is instant, But it is not instant, whatever you do, you know, will come back to you, you know, but the time it takes, you know, to come back to, you know, it's quite a few years, you know. And most of the time it is, you know, a whole lifetime, yeah? And sometimes it's even several lifetimes before it comes back. Yeah? So please do understand it, yeah? And understand also one other thing, or the question, yeah, I wanted to ask you. I mean, you live this life, yeah? And then you die, and then you're born again, yeah? And then you live the next life, and then you die again, and then you're born again. Yeah? Is that what you want? Yeah? I mean, you have the opportunity now, yeah, to find a way out, because the Buddha's teaching is still valid. Yeah, there are still people who can find a way out of the samsara vata. What is it in English? The cycle of birth and death. Yeah? You still can find it out. Think about this life, yeah? I mean, reflect about death, yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha said, you know, death, the reflection, marana sati, yeah? The sati, the awareness of, you know, of death, yeah? I mean, it is, we should do that nearly every day, yeah? Being aware that we are, yeah? We are actually born to die, yeah? In other realms, we don't die in this sense, you know? I mean, we just disappear from that realm, you know, and appear in another realm, yeah? So when we go to hell, you know, we don't die in hell, we are not born in hell, we just go, you know, we go there, and then once our karma is gone, you know, I mean, then we appear in another realm, yeah? But we are not born. There are only two realms of the 31 realms where we are actually born, yeah? And where we have this body, this heavy body, yeah? This material body, yeah? Just like in the animal realm and in the human realm. That's where we are born, that's where we have to learn. And think about how long did it take you to learn to learn this body, to train this body. Yeah? Training to walk, training to talk, training to think, training to write, to read, yeah? Yeah? Going to kindergarten, going to primary school, going to secondary school, yeah? Going to high school and then going to university, yeah? I mean, it takes you 17, 18 years before you can use your body with full strength, yeah? And then ask yourself, how long can you use your body with full strength, yeah? 35 years, maybe even 40 years, yeah? And then the body slowly decays, yeah? It gets old, you know, I mean, it's just like an old car, you know. Then this breaks and that breaks, yeah. or you get an ulcer, you know, I mean, things like that, you know. And then they come and, you know, and take things out, you know, or with other things, yeah. I mean, the heart stops, you know, they put in, you know, what is it, a pacemaker, you know. If it doesn't work, you know, they change your heart, yeah. Or they change your, what is it, liver or whatever, yeah. I think you can't change liver, but yeah. What is it? Yeah, something. It's just like in the car shop, yeah? I mean, you go to with your old car to the car shop, you know, and they look at it, this is faulty, that is faulty, you know, take a new part and put it in, yeah? And then it works again for a while. And then another part, you know? And that is the same thing with our body, yeah? The older we get, you know, all our parts of the body become older, you know, and sooner or later will fail, yeah? When we die of old age, you know, or some people, you know, don't die of old age, you know, they die young. You know, I mean, really reflect upon this. Yeah? I mean, now, in this lifetime, you have the opportunity, because, I mean, you have come to the Dhamma, you have the opportunity to find a way out. Yeah? Think about, reflect about this life. Go back in memory, go back to the way, to the time when you learned to walk. Go back to the time when you learn to talk. Yeah? Because you know, the next time when you become a human being, it is the same thing, you have to do it over again. Then go to kindergarten, you know, primary school, secondary school, high school, yeah? And university. And then you have to train for a job. And then you work, yeah? For what do you work? Yeah, for your livelihood, yeah? And then you retire at an age, you know, where you don't have any, yeah, any more strength, yeah? I mean, yeah, you just, yeah. You just wait for death to come, while the body gets older and older and older. I mean, this is the nature of human beings, yeah? I mean, other realms are different, yeah? I mean, they don't have birth and old age, yeah? I mean, they appear and disappear. In the heavenly realm, or even in the ghost realms, you know, or or in the hell realm, yeah? That's where they appear and disappear, yeah? Because they either use up their good karma or they get rid of their bad karma. Yeah? And what the normal life is, you know, think about it, you know. I mean, there are very, very, very few people, you know, huh? Human beings, when they die, that they become humans again. Most of us, yeah, most of us go down to hell. Yeah? Yeah? And most of us, when they go down to hell, yeah, and once the hell is over, they go to the ghost realm, and once the ghost realm is over, then they come back as human beings. That is the normal for 99% of the human beings, and for human beings, that is the normal cycle. Yeah? Yeah? 1%, you know, they might go to heaven, and they go to hell, and then they come back as a human being. Yeah? That is the people who are on a spiritual path, yeah? who do a lot of good karma. Or, you know, they don't have the good karma to go to heaven, then they go to hell and come back as a human being. Yeah? So think about it, you know, how long do you want to do that? Yeah? How long do you want to be born and die? Yeah? Really? Yeah? Ask yourself. Yeah? Because next life, and think about all the problems that you have. Especially when you go and work, in the morning you have to get up and then you start working, yeah? And how long, you know, how many years do you work? Yeah, 40 years, 30 years, 40 years, yeah? And then, I have no energy anymore, yeah? And then it is very difficult to pick up, you know, pick up the practice, yeah? Because, I mean, then everything, you know, hurts, the body hurts, you know, the body is in pain, because this doesn't work or that doesn't work, yeah? So it is easier for us, you know, as younger people, you know, to practice, and to practice really tough, yeah? So, reflect about this life, yeah? It is very precious, this life, human life, because what did the Lord Buddha say about this human life? This human life is just like the jumping board, yeah? It is the perfect realm, yeah? To get out of the samsara, yeah? To get out of this cycle of birth and death, yeah? The human life, yeah? Why? Because we have enough dukkha and we have enough sukha. So we can see, yeah? This cause of dukkha and the cause of sukha, yeah? We can see, we can understand, and we can transverse it, yeah? That is why the human life is so precious, yeah? I mean, if you are born in the heavenly realm, none of you, you know, I mean, would come to the Zoom session, you know, if they are all happy. Yeah? I mean, every day they wake up, oh, I'm so happy, you know, and in the evening go to bed, I'm so happy. Nobody would be interested in practice, huh? Yeah? But if we have this dukkha, you know, getting up, you know, not wanting to get up and already have this bodily dukkha, then being hungry, you know, having this bodily dukkha, yeah? Being thirsty, having the bodily dukkha. Being tired, having the bodily dukkha, yeah? Or need to go to the toilet, you know, I mean, it's also dukkha, yeah? Until you relieve yourself, then it is sukha. Ah, that's so nice, yeah? It's all gone. Neat. Think about it, yeah? Yeah? Dukkha, the first noble truth. The first noble truth is dukkha. Yeah? And dukkha is not only suffering, yeah? There's hardly anybody of us who is really suffering. And people who are suffering, they don't come to the Dharma. Because they don't know the way out. They have too much dukkha. Yeah? It's just like, you know, in the hell or the ghost realms, they don't practice because they have too much dukkha. Yeah? And we, as human beings, you know, we have enough dukkha and sukha, you know, so we can see, yeah, the difference between it or, you know, the cause of it. Yeah? And understand it, you know, and let go of our attachment to the five khandhas, yeah, and go into nibbana. Yeah? Through investigation of the five khandhas, that we believe it is us. Yeah? We are born, yeah, and it takes 18 years, you know, I mean, to train the body to its full potential, yeah. And then we can use it, you know, with its full potential for maybe 30, 40 years, yeah? And then, yeah, some of us, you know, they slowly decay, yeah? I'm sorry for this, yeah? Slowly decay for 30, 40 years until they die, yeah? We call that old age, you know? Slowly, you know, yeah? Slowly the body, you know, becoming less and less and less effective, yeah? People with 60 cannot run, you know, like people with 30, yeah? Yeah? When they go up the hill. So think about it. Take the opportunity of this human life, you know, and find a way out. At least, you know, for the first door, yeah, where you can be sure, you know, even if you come back, you know, I mean, you will come back at most, you know, 7 more times, yeah, and that is either in heaven or in the human realm. Yeah? Take the opportunity, yeah. And think about it, reflect about it, you know, what is this life, yeah? I mean, when you go to work, what are you working for, yeah? When you do something, what are you doing for it, yeah? Because the feelings, you know, because the sensation arise within our body, in our heart, yeah? Why not go it directly to the heart, yeah? If you go and buy something, why do we buy something, yeah? Maybe we need it, you know, maybe it is necessary for our daily existence, yeah, then it is okay. But lots of things that we buy, you know, yeah, are not necessary for our daily existence, you know, it is a substitute for our dukkha, yeah? Yeah. We buy something and then we are happy, you know, and then we have to take care of it and then we are unhappy. Look around in your apartment or in your house, you know, so many things, yeah? I mean, you have to dust them, you have to, you know, you have to take care of them, yeah? What are they for, yeah? What is the use of them? Yeah? All these nice pictures, you know, all this, you know, the vase, you know, and all these things, yeah? This little statue and so on, yeah? I mean, you have to take care of it, yeah? And all, you know, it all gathers dust, you know, and... You have to take care of it. The simpler our life is, yeah, I mean, the less clothes we have to wear, the less we have to wash, yeah? That's nice about us, you know, we just have one set of clothes, you know, I mean, when they're, you know, we wash them, you know, and then we put them on, so we look all every day we look the same, yeah? It doesn't matter, really matter, yeah? We don't have to pretend to be somebody, yeah? We don't have to pretend to be something, yeah? Something worthwhile because he has expensive clothes, you know, or this kind of clothes, or that kind of clothes, or this handbag, or these shoes, or that shoes, yeah? Or this car, or that car, you know, I mean, it doesn't really matter, you know, yeah? I mean, reflect about it, you know, what it is, yeah? What is it, what you want, yeah? Ask yourself, what is it, what you want from your life, yeah? Really? What do I want? You know, what should be the end? You know, when I die, what should be in my account book? Yeah? What have I achieved? Yeah? Because if I have just achieved a profession, yeah, in the next life you have to train this profession again. Yeah? It doesn't stick. Yeah? So in this life, you know, you train to be a doctor, you know, in the next life you have to train to be a doctor again. Yeah? Of course, you know, I mean, there will be some benefit to it, you know, it is for you easier to understand. Or if you become an engineer, in the next life you become an engineer, so you have to train an engineer again, yeah? Or you change your profession to something else, you have to train it, yeah? What's the point of your life? Ask yourself, yeah? I don't want to say that you live a pointless life. That's not true, yeah? I ask you to reflect about yourself, you know, and ask, what is the point? What is the aim of my life, yeah? Do I want to be born and die, yeah? Because that is for 100% sure, yeah? When we die, we are born again, yeah? Unless we make a stop to it, yeah?
I want this to be my last human life.
Yeah?
For sure.
Yeah, sure. Then you better get
I
into.
Don't like this.
Yeah, now then you better get
I
into
like
the
this.
Practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Do understand? You know, I mean, this was a talk for everyone. Yeah, not only for you, to understand, you know, and see, you know, and get a feeling, what is fear? Yeah? When you eat, yeah, and this fear comes up, then investigate, what is fear? Huh? Don't analyze it, you know, don't try to analyze it with the brain, feel it. Yeah? Feel it, yeah? And then see what came before this. Huh? Before the fear arose, yeah? Maybe a thought, maybe a memory. Maybe a memory of a previous life where you actually choked to death. Why do you think some people, you know, I mean, are afraid of heights? Because they have fallen and died, yeah? Other people, you know, are afraid of, you know, claustrophobic, you know, I mean, they cannot go into a lift or into a very very tight environment because they have died in a cave, yeah? And they couldn't get out, yeah? Or in a hole or whatever, yeah? So the fear, you know, of these previous lives, you know, comes back, yeah? But that doesn't mean it has, you know, the situation is coming back, yeah? But you can counter this fear, yeah? See what kind of thoughts are coming for. Or experience a fear. There's nothing wrong with experience fear. Okay, yeah? Yeah? And then you can, once you experience a fear, you know, let it go. Let it sit, you know, in the body, you know, and really feel it. Feel it, yeah? Feel the fear, yeah? And then, you know, next time, you know, you're in lots of pain, yeah? Then feel the pain. And then ask, what is the difference between fear and pain? And then you will see, you know, I mean, if you're really good, you know, I mean, you will see. It's just the label that is different. Yeah? The experience is pretty much the same. Okay?
One day, with regard to my meditation, I feel as though I have sort of hit a plateau and there isn't any further progress. And so what happens is I start with observation of the breath, in and out breath, anapana, and slowly the mind becomes concentrated and it stops wandering. And sometimes it becomes very still, but it stops jumping to the senses. However, sounds can be heard, but the mind does not go into that. Pain can be felt on the body if perhaps I have sat for a bit too long, but the mind does not start processing the pain. Or thoughts come in contact with the mind, but the mind does not entertain those thoughts. It just remains still for a while. I do not know how long the mind remains still. Sometimes it's up to the end of that period which I am sitting. But now the issue is that once the mind has entered into this state where it is not wavering or jumping from one object to another and it is very still, I sort of feel like I'm stuck there and there's nothing more to do, like there's no object that the mind can continue to focus on. So there's a sense of boredom, and when this boredom kicks in, this mind starts to wander again. So it comes out of that state of stillness.
Mm.
So my question is, I don't know if maybe it's because I do not have an instructor, someone to instruct me in what to do, but when this mind becomes still, I have questions like, is there something more to do?
Is there
something more to that?
This is just, you know, the first two steps, you know, for our practice. it is, you know, as you described, it is the entering of samadhi, you know, where the mind is still, yeah? You still have to focus on the breath. You still have to be more and more aware of the breath. So your object of focus is not the stillness. That's where things go wrong, and then after a while, you know, the mind gets bored, yeah? And then it wants to do something else. Eh? No, you have to get more and more interested in the breath, yeah? Is the breath, is it the in-breath, is the in-breath long, is the in-breath short, you know, is the in-breath deep, or is it shallow, yeah? Is the out-breath, you know, is the out-breath longer than the in-breath, yeah? I mean, you really have to observe, yeah? So you have to develop the sati, yeah? I mean, you have developed concentration, but you have not developed the sati, yeah? The sati is the knowingness what goes into the heart, yeah? It's not jumping, yeah? I mean, but you still have not enough sati, yeah? You still should focus on the breath, yeah? Until the breath really stops, yeah? And when the breath really stops, yeah, you have to jump to the knowingness that knows that the breath stops, yeah? I mean, there's a knowingness that knows that the in-breath knows that the out-breath, and you have to observe that, yeah? And you have to observe it all the time until you know that the breath has stopped. And then you jump into the knowingness, and then everything disappears. The whole world system disappears, yeah? I mean, you don't hear any sound, yeah? Before that, you know, I mean, it becomes really concentrated. I mean, the sound always goes far, far away, you know, it is just like from a different planet, yeah? But it's not yet one-pointedness, yeah? One-pointedness is when the mind, when the object, the knowingness, you know, and the object of knowing merge into one. Yeah? And until that happens, yeah, you have to observe the breath, yeah? So if you do the breath meditation, yeah? It's the same happens with the Buddha meditation, we have to stick with the Buddha until we cannot think any more Buddha, yeah? Not because we are bored, yeah? Boredom is a sign that you are off your meditation object, yeah? The meditation object is the breath, yeah? In the beginning you feel it around the nostrils, and then, yeah, if you get actually into samadhi, then you should know the breath, yeah? And that might be missing, that you don't know the breath, yeah? You don't know the in-breath, you don't know the out-breath, and this is what we develop, it's called sati, it's awareness, yeah? And we need to develop this awareness, and then we can stay with the breath, you know, and things become even more and more and more quiet, yeah? Until, you know, until the mind really focuses onto one point. That, even that, is just the beginning of our practice, yeah? When we come out of our practice, then we start to investigate, yeah? I was talking about, you know, I mean, our life, you know, what is our life, you know, what is our aim in our life? That is one investigation we can talk, we can think about life and death, you know, I mean, think about, you know, sooner or later I will die, you know, and then I will be born again, yeah? Or think about when we were born, how we trained this body, you know, how we educate, you know, how we worked, you know, and so on. Yeah, and then we start to investigate actually, you know. Then we start to investigate the body that we are attached to. We are attached to this body. Yeah? We love this body, yeah? Huh? It's just like, you know, we love our car, yeah? But we know we are not the car. Yeah? The citta is the driver of the body, yeah? So when the body dies, you know, it is like, you know, your car cannot be repaired and you put it in the junkyard and you get a new car, yeah? So, yeah, that's when the body dies, you know, we go and find another body, yeah? But if we don't have money, you know, we can't buy another car, yeah? If we don't have enough merit, we cannot get another human body, yeah? Or we cannot go to the heavenly realm, yeah? So we need to go to the ghost realm or to the hell realm first, yeah? So, it's the same thing, yeah? I mean, the citta, yeah? That is the main mover, yeah? From the citta or from the heart, you know, I mean, yeah? It's not the physical heart, it is the citta and the heart and the mind, you know, or whatever you want to call it, yeah? From there, everything arises, yeah? But in the beginning, we only focus, you know, on the body, investigate the body, see that the body and the citta are two different things, yeah? Just like the car and the driver are two different things, yeah? The moment you get out of the car, you know, I'm not the car, yeah? But if you're born in the car and die in the car and never got out of the car, you believe you are the car. When we are born in the body, we die in the body, we believe we are the body. Okay, so you did you understand? The person who asked the question? Huh?
Yes. Yes, Ajahn. So my takeaway is that although the mind is still, it has lost interest in the breath, and yes, this interest in the object of the breath is what I should cultivate.
That's right. And then after, once you get calm, investigate, start with the investigation of the body. Yeah? Separate, try to separate the body out from the citta. Okay? Where are you from? What country?
I am from the city of Nairobi in Kenya.
Oh!
East of Africa.
Kenya. There's this huge wild park, huh? Isn't it? Kenya?
They do have a big one.
Yeah, I mean, it's famous, huh? Okay, next question.
Yes, Karen, yes. I think I...
Can you hear that?
Okay. So I've been trying to practice for the past few months, and I am still struggling, like, to extend my morning meditation to more than half an hour. Usually around half an hour, I start to get restless. So I'm not sure what I can do to improve that part.
You have to fight restlessness.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to investigate. Yeah, you have to investigate restlessness. What is it, yeah? I mean, actually, when you investigate restlessness, you find, yeah, you find the answer to it is very simple, yeah? I mean, the mind is all over the place. So, I mean, you're not with your meditation object. Do you take the Buddha or you take the breath? What
Breath.
Breath, yeah?
Breath.
Then go back, yeah? I mean, when you see that you become restlessness, first feel the restlessness. But the moment you concentrate on restlessness itself, you become concentrated and the restlessness is gone, and then you go back to the breath.
Okay. Hmm? So during my meditation, sometimes I will see white light and orange light. This is normal, or I can just ignore them and just go back to my breath.
Yeah, go back to your breath, yeah? Unless the white light becomes so distracting, then you focus on the white light and pull it into your heart. But don't try it before, yeah? This doesn't work, yeah? But that is quite normal that we see light, yeah? Sometimes orange, sometimes yellow, sometimes white light, yeah? Most people see white light, yeah? Yeah? In the beginning, don't even bother, yeah? Unless it becomes distracting, yeah? It's the same as pain. Yeah, when we feel pain, you know, I mean, there's pain, okay, that's fine, yeah. And when it becomes so strong that we cannot concentrate on our breath anymore, then we start to investigate pain. What is pain? Where is the pain, yeah? Is it moving? Is it changing? Is it, yeah? Is it fixed, yeah? Where is it? Is it in the bone? Is it in the skin? Is it, you know, is it in the tendons, yeah? Where is it, yeah? You can't find it, yeah? Okay.
So now, I do not do any investigation yet because I'm still struggling in this part. So I try to do the morning one. The night meditations are the one that is, and the reflection is the one that I usually have difficulty with because I haven't really prioritized to do them yet.
What?
So for the night meditation, I haven't really prioritized them to such that I always do them every day. Mm. I'm still like skipping them. The investigative part, do I actually need to start now or actually I can just focus on getting my morning meditation done every day?
Yes. First, focus getting your meditation, yeah, every day, yeah. Get as long, you know, I guess, get at least as long as 45 minutes, yeah, up to 1 hour, yeah. And, but if the restlessness comes up, then investigate the restlessness. If the pain comes up, then investigate the pain. This is okay, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
Hallo, Ajahn.
Hm.
Ich habe eine Frage.
Wie geht's Erfurt?
Ja, das. Wie können wir im Alltag am besten mit chronischen Erkrankungen
umgehen oder Krankheiten, die halt immer wiederkommen. Also nicht jetzt Schmerzen in der Meditation, sondern körperliche Sachen, die halt also permanent da sind.
Gib mir ein Beispiel.
Zu praktizieren oder umgehen, damit zu lernen.
Gib mir ein Beispiel für eine chronische Krankheit.
Darmentzündung.
Was? Darmentzündung.
Chronische Darm. Ja, zum Beispiel. Das kommt halt ständig wieder.
Dann geh mal hin. Ja? Dann ja. Geh mal hin. Weißt du, die chronische Krankheit, ne, die kommt, die hat eine, die Ursache von woanders her. Die hat die Ursache vom Geist her. Das heißt, du gehst zu der chronischen Krankheit, du fühlst sie, so wie du Schmerzinvestigation machst. Ne? So wie du den Schmerz untersuchst. Untersuch diese, das ist ja ein unangenehmes Gefühl, diese chronische Krankheit. Ne? Untersuch das und schau, was dahinter steckt. Welche Form von Gedanken, welche Form von Erinnerungen kommen vorher, bevor es zustande kommt, ne?
Ja. Ich habe das, wenn ich sagen, sind schon komischerweise in einer Woche Urlaub, dann wird es besser und sobald dann der Stress wieder losgeht auf Arbeit.
Ja, ich kann dir jetzt genau sagen, wo es herkommt, ne? Stress.
Ja, aber.
Ja, und den Stress machst du dir aber selbst. Den Stress machst du dir aber selber. Du erwartest
mir. Gut, dass Tine gerade um die Ecke ist.
Was?
Gut, dass Tine gerade um die Ecke ist. Okay, ja. Ich übe.
Ja. Du kannst den Stress reduzieren mit Samadhi. Ne? Je mehr du in Samadhi reingehst, ne? Je mehr du loslässt von deinen Erwartungen oder das, was du zu sein hast, was du tun musst und so weiter. Wenn du diese Erwartungen hochkommen siehst, lass sie fallen. Ersetze einfach mit Buddha, ne? Oder mit Metta, ne? Mögen alle Wesen glücklich sein. Irgendwas, ne? Ersetz dir einfach diese Erwartungshaltung. Und sei dir treu, ne? Du kannst nicht mehr tun, als du tun kannst, ne? Ich bin mir selbst das größte Glück. Wer mich nicht liebt, ist selbst dran schuld. Wir versuchen so viel in unserem Leben, dass die anderen uns mögen oder akzeptieren oder sowas. Ja? Das ist alles verlorene Mühe. Ne? Wenn Leute uns hassen, dann hassen sie uns. Ne? Und wir können nicht deren Geist ändern. Ne? Aber wir können uns selber ändern, wie wir darauf reagieren. Sag, okay. Ne?
Und dann habe ich noch eine Frage.
Ja?
Und Tina, sie hat fast jede Nacht Albträume. Und wir meditieren ja, aber man hat ja kaum Einfluss auf Träume. Und wir haben ja, wenn wir mit Sati einschlafen, kommt das dann trotzdem wieder.
Ja. Aber
kann man irgendwie das beeinflussen, dass das, also ich sage fast jede Nacht.
Ist es immer derselbe Traum?
Geht immer meistens mit ihrer Mutter, die ja gestorben ist vor ein paar Jahren. Sie packt das halt in den Dachboden. Aber sie kann es halt auch nicht loslassen, das merkt man ja, wie sie redet.
Ja, dann muss sie versuchen, die Beziehung zu ihrer Mutter, ne, zu untersuchen. Was ist es, was hängt daran, ne? Ist es, die Mutter hängt an ihr oder sie hängt an der Mutter oder sie hat schlechte Gefühle, weil sie das nicht gemacht hat oder jenes nicht gemacht hat, dann muss sie sich verzeihen und die Mutter um Verzeihung bitten. Ne? Und das macht sie ein paar Mal und dann ist es weg. Ne? Okay. Alles? War es alles, oder?
Ja, war alles.
Gut. So, next question. Yeah?
Hi, Ajahn.
Yeah, yeah. You're back in Holland, huh?
Yes, I'm back in Holland. I had a question about my practice because when I'm sitting and focus on my breathing still, I'm very easy to fall asleep.
Mm.
So it has still been a trouble. So now I just try to walk a lot and focus on the Buddha.
Yeah.
And that seems to work better for me right now. And before, especially when I was there with you, I just really tried to force thinking about Buddha. Mm. And, you know, it really tired me sometimes. But
yeah.
Right now, I notice that I don't really have to force it. And it just, after a while, it seems to just be like a CD I put on, and I just hear it in my mind, and I can just listen to it, and it goes faster than I can even forcefully, intentionally think about it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I was just wondering, is that a correct way? Am I doing well?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In the beginning, you know, we have to, it's just like, you know, like on your computer, first you have to install the program. Yeah, once you installed it, you know, it's running by itself. So you have to install the Buddha, yeah. I mean, in the beginning you use a little bit of force, you know, Buddha, 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 you know, and then it becomes internalized. Once it becomes internalized, you listen to it, yeah. And when, while listening to it, I mean, you get the nuances of each Buddha. And that's what you concentrate on. Yeah? You know, how, the difference of each Buddha, you know, that keeps your interest going on the Buddha. Yeah? Okay?
Yeah. And because right now I don't really do sitting even anymore, because every time I just I get easy to fall asleep, so I just walk and walk and walk. They used to recommend to just sit as well, or should I just focus on just walking?
Also sit. Yeah, I'll just sit, you know, I mean, not very often, you know, yeah? But when you sit, yeah, when you start sitting, you know, you determine yourself, I want to catch the thoughts that make me fall asleep. Because there are several thoughts, yeah, okay, everything quiet down, now we can go to sleep, yeah, that's the first thought. 3 minutes later, now isn't it time to go to sleep, yeah? Until you really fall asleep, yeah? Once you catch the first thought, you know, you said, no, I don't want to go to sleep. And then you become completely awake, yeah? So try that out, yeah? But you have to be determined in the beginning, before you start your sitting meditation, make the determination that you catch these thoughts. Okay?
Try that too. I had another question, because lately now it is summertime here, and a lot of my friends, for example, they are people that I know, they just go to party and stuff like that. And before I liked that as well a bit, not so much, but sometimes I like to go. But right now they just you know, they drink a lot and they do drugs a lot here in the Netherlands as well. And before I feel very annoying with that, because I don't really drink what I do myself, and I'm very I'm the only one in my friend group, so sometimes I feel like it's a bit hard because I am separate from the group. But I really got angry sometimes at them, and I just wanted to change their thoughts and, you know, argue with them a bit. But right now I just feel like I am, I feel boring with them. And I judge them a bit for things they do sometimes. And I don't like that about myself, that I do that, because I just want, you know, to let people do what they want to do, and it's not my problem. But I feel like I'm getting bored with them, and I judge them a bit, and it's less hatred that I feel, because before I just feel really a bit angry, and the anger has gone less, but I just want to distance myself more. That is what I feel. And, well, I just don't know, is that a right thing to do, or, yeah, I just have trouble a bit with the people around me sometimes, and I don't really know what to do.
Do they pressure you to come?
No, they don't.
Yeah, then don't
really.
Come. Yeah, and only go there if you feel like doing it. And then also, what you do there, when you're together, yeah, with your friends, yeah, you can observe them. But you stay with the Buddha. Because in this way you are connected Huh? Much better to your friend. And when you observe them, then you actually see them. Everyone is lonely. Yeah? And then they do a lot of things because out of this loneliness. So you understand, by observing others, you understand also yourself. Yeah. So, I mean, if you go, yeah, just stay with the Buddha. Yeah? Make this, you know, I mean, if you can't, you know, I mean, leave it out. Yeah? Go only once in a while, you know, once in a long while, and then try it out. Yeah? Just stay, yeah, stay focused, yeah, and stay with your Buddha, and observe what is going on. Sometimes you can close your eyes, sometimes you can open your eyes, yeah, and just see, yeah, and see that the mind, you know, wants to make anything out of what it sees, yeah, and then you cut it out with the Buddha. Very interesting, very interesting. I mean, we can learn so much, yeah. I mean, if we are really, you know, if we are really at the core of our heart, yeah, I mean, we can learn so much about people. And we are so much connected, yeah? We are not separated from them. Not, we think we are separated because we don't do the same things. No, that's not the point, yeah? I mean, even if you're together with your boyfriend, you feel separated, yeah? Because you don't make the connection with your heart to him, yeah? If you make the connection with your heart to him, yeah? Or if you have your own connection with your own heart, I mean, you never feel separated from anybody, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, for that I understand, because I feel before I got sometimes angry and feel disconnected, but now I just feel sometimes sympathy or sad for them, even if they just
sad is not a good yeah. Sympathy is okay.
Like
sad is also it's also you know, I mean, you feel sad for them, or you feel sorry for them. That means you elevate yourself. And that's not good.
Yeah.
You think you're better than them. Yeah? No, I mean, sympathy, you know, sympathy and just, yeah, or no feeling at all, you know, just feeling the connectedness to them, yeah? And observing them. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Okay, but then, understand. And then another thing which I notice is when I'm not able or really strongly able to do that yet, I just feel like, my attachment is, I just feel attachment a lot, or fear of not being attached, because sometimes I feel like the distance of interest with my friends or something, and then I have a fear of losing my friends, or they don't think I'm fun or nice anymore because. Different of interest sometimes, and then right now even I just feel sad at the thought of losing them or something, which is the fear of, like, attachment, and I just don't really know how to deal with that.
You will have to realize that the moment we go the spiritual path, you will lose friends, yeah? That is very normal, you know, because you actually don't share any interest, yeah? But at the same time, you will find new friends. They are much more, you know, much more supporting to your new lifestyle. Yeah? So don't worry about losing friends, you know. But be your own mainstay. Yeah. You, even though you think you are alone, you are not alone. The moment you are connected with your heart, you are connected with everybody. Yeah. So you actually don't need friends, yeah? But you are in connection with the friends, or your connection with everybody, yeah? So, don't be afraid, and it is very normal for people who go, you know, the spiritual path, you know? I mean, meeting with this, you know, I mean, you see, it doesn't bring anything anymore, yeah? I mean, all what they do is, you know, talking about themselves, how good they are, how beautiful they are, or what they have bought, or what they have done, you know, and, I mean, you see that all the day long, you know, in your own mind going on, yeah? So, I mean, yeah? So, then you lose the interest in these kind of people, you know, but you will find, on the other hand, you will find other people, yeah? People who see, you know, people who are attracted to you because I mean, you spiritually open up, yeah? And other people see that, and they automatically, it's automatically, you know, drawing us together, yeah? So don't be afraid, yeah? You are your own mainstay, that is the important thing, yeah? If you need gratification, or if you need acceptance from others, then you have a problem. You have to be happy with yourself, yeah? And then people automatically will come. Yeah? And the right people, yeah? And the right people for this time, yeah? And if you got even deeper in that, then you even lose these friends, yeah? But you find new friends, yeah? Let things, I mean, I know we want to do this, like this, you know, because, I mean, everyone around does it, right? No, we want to be free and then see what is coming. What is opening up? I mean, you just go, I remember, close to the border of Germany. I mean, you go to the marketplace, you know, I mean, you sit there, you know, and you look, you know, and be open, you know. But no, we have ideas, this should be like this, now we need to meet this, now we need to meet that, you know. Now we have to, we have to find acceptance with this person or that person. No. We have to find acceptance with ourselves first, yeah? And then we are our own mainstay, and then people will come. Yeah? Okay? It doesn't work, you know, from one moment to the next, you know, but it is gradually, yeah? I mean, it's not that you make the decision, I don't want to see him, yeah? I mean, your heart loses interest in talking to him because then he has nothing to give you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. So, I have one more question. my grandfather is recently getting like a dementia. He's starting to forget a lot of things. And I was just wondering, because actually before he has been quite religious with Christianity.
Mm.
And he lived his life quite sober. And well, lately he just has, or right before he got dementia, he just has question and think about death, and you know, he starts to less believe in God and something like that. And I explained to him something a bit about Buddhism before, and he said, "Oh, that makes a bit sense."
Mm.
But now he's getting dementia, and you know, I feel a bit sad for him, and he's getting lost and a bit troubled. And I was just wondering, is there anything he can do, like, does it even make sense to still help him with the start of meditation, or is there anything he can do to make the progress less or slower or something like that?
There's certainly the way that, you know, if he's interested, you know, I mean, if he's interested in meditation, he still can do meditation, yeah? I mean, the memory is a part of the body that is going to be lost. The memory of the heart is never be lost. Yeah? We can never lose the memory of our heart. Yeah, we can lose the memory of our how to operate this body, you know, or where we are, you know. I mean, this we can lose. Yeah, but the memory of the heart. Yeah, you have to see, you know. I mean, connect to his heart, you know, and see what he wants. Yeah. Sounds easy, but it's. Yeah, but he can do it, you know. Tell him, you know. I mean, if he wants to learn meditation, show him, you know. Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. Or, you know, I mean, if he's Christian, you know, Jesus or Maria, 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 you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Jan. I have a question related to the question that you answered before related to connecting to others. So I have the same experience, let's say, with my family. You know, I try to observe, but I see myself judging others. So
One thing that sometimes I just heard you that I think I wanted to check, in terms of connecting better, should I, as I hear people, just continue with the Buddha or my breathing?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm afraid that I'm not going to hear them.
That's not.
Or that I'm not going to respond properly.
That is what they expect, yeah? But you will respond on a different level, yeah? You will respond, if you're with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? You actually hear what their heart is telling you. Not what they're saying. You might not hear what they're saying. But you see, you know what their heart is telling you, and then you answer to this, what the heart is telling you, you answer this question, you know, and they will be surprised. Because they didn't expect it, yeah? So I mean, stay, yeah, stay and see what is happening, yeah. I mean, be afraid to make mistakes, yeah. Because if you don't learn from mistakes, you know, I mean, we stay dumb, yeah. So just try out, you know, see what is working, you know. I mean, what is it? Is it working with the Buddha or with the breath, you know? Just focus on the Buddha and the breath, yeah. Also, or you listen to, you know, you listen with a heart, you know, to what they say. Don't try to process it, yeah? And see what is happening, yeah? I mean, you have many opportunities, yeah?
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read out the questions. I'm a soldier and can legally quit military. Should I do it since I could be sent to war or even World War III? Is it bad karma to stay as a soldier since I can quit legally now?
If you can quit legally, I would quit legally. Yeah? You will be, yeah? Even though, you know, there will be a superior that asks you if you go to war to kill people, yeah? And this kind of killing is not yet your karma, yeah? But after, yeah, I mean, what did the Lord Buddha say? After three kills, you get a liking for this killing, you know, you get a inclination to kill and to torture other people, yeah? And that is dangerous and people don't know it, don't see it, you know, and they just go on and it becomes worse and worse and worse, and then you create a lot of bad karma, yeah? So, if you can quit it legally, quit it, yeah? I mean, do something that is helpful to the community, you know, be in community service, you know, or just pick any job, you know, that doesn't that doesn't hurt other people. Because, you know, being a soldier, you know, it hurts other people. Right?
Okay. Second question. Are the wars today comparable to the wars of Buddha's time?
The wars? You mean war?
War, yeah.
No, I mean even at the Buddha's time there was war, yeah? I mean this civilization is a civilization of war, endless war. Yeah? I mean, yes, they are in one way more terrible, you know, because they have, you know, more terrible weapons that, yeah, but, you know, I mean, death is death, you know, and torture is torture, you know. But even in the old times, you know, they had fantastic tortures, you know. So, it hasn't changed. I don't think it hasn't changed, yeah. I mean, the Lord Buddha even tried to stop some wars, you know, but, I mean, sometimes he was successful and sometimes, you know, he was not successful. Next.
This one is on some German news. Is it bad for a heart to watch the German, I can't pronounce this, to watch the German Tage Schach?
Do you have the question?
Because they
wait a moment, you know, we read
German Tage Schach.
What?
He's just asking if it's bad to watch the Tage Schach because it's like influenced by Kilesis or
something. That's what he's asking, yeah. I mean, the watching the German news, you know, be it the Tagesschau, be it ARD, be it ZDF, or be it DW, what is it, DW, yeah, Deutsche Welle, you know. I mean, it's all misinformation, yeah. Better watch no news at all, yeah, and just watch the news in your heart, yeah. But you can, you know, you can watch, you know, I mean, if you want to watch, you know, what the West is saying, but then you should, you know, counter it with what is the East saying. So what is Russia saying, yeah? And see, you know, and then make your own judgment, yeah? Because no side will report the truth, yeah? They will always, you know, they'll always mix their feelings or their expectations within this, you know, or whatever they think, yeah? But I think, you know, I find, you know, the German news is this, you know, I mean, 87, I remember, 1987, yeah? I chucked out my TV because I couldn't stand the news anymore, and 2 years later, you know, I stopped my abonnement for the newspaper. Because, I mean, I couldn't stand this misinformation that was presented to me. It was so obvious to me, yeah? So I stopped it all, yeah? Okay? Next
yeah, so, I guess you answered the question, but the follow-up question is, if we are forced to inform ourselves, who should we trust?
Trust yourself. Trust your own judgment, yeah? That's why I say, read the news from the West, read the news from the East, yeah? Read the news, you know, from, yeah, what is, you know, American news, you know, I mean, there are some more or less, you know, but they're all misinformers, yeah? But then read the news, you know, what is this, what is the East, what is Russia and China saying about the same thing? And then make up your own mind, yeah? If that's how you get informed, yeah?
Thank you. Next question. Paying respects, Ajahn Martin. During meditation, when the mind is very still and calm, breath very quiet, what happens next? Do I let go of my object of meditation, the breath? Thank you, Ajahn.
I think I explained it to the person from Kenya, yeah?
Yeah, okay. So that's it. The next question. Hello from Canada. Can you elaborate on the four
sampajanas? What is
sampajana? You knowing, but the four sampajanas is commentary stuff, so it's not even in the suttas. It's just clearing, like sati and sampajana is usually together.
What is it? I heard it, Lungta said it.
Usually they call it sati sampajana.
Sati sampajana.
Clear understanding.
Clear knowing, clear understanding, yeah. I mean, if it is from the commentaries, forget it, yeah, because that's what people think that the Lord Buddha said, but he didn't say it.
No, it's not.
The four sampajanas.
The Mahasatipatthana Sutta.
Oh, it's a Mahasatipatthana Sutta.
Yes. When he's,
oh.
He's asking about the four sampajanas, which is commentaries.
But he's asking about four sampajanas. I don't know what he's asking. Next time, you know, I mean, specify what he really wants to know. Yeah, I mean, it's clear knowing, even, you know, the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, yeah? I mean, it's enormously difficult to understand if you don't have a level of concentration, if you don't have a level of sati and level of wisdom, you will not understand what is said, yeah? See the body within the body, you know, I mean, what is the meaning? See the citta within the citta, I mean, nobody will understand it if he has not reached that level where he can understand it, yeah? So, I mean, I know people in the West, you know, always try to figure out things, yeah, but that is the way of the kilesas, yeah, to figure out, yeah. The way of the Dharma is to observe until the heart understands. And the clearer the heart observes, and the heart observes only clear if there is no thought and no imagination in the mind, yeah? No memory, yeah? If it just sees what it sees, yeah? And if it does it often enough, it understands what it sees. But to figure out, you know, I mean, to read, you know, and what did the Lord Buddha say about this, you know, what is this, yeah? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not the Lord Buddha. I don't know. Yeah? And sometimes I don't even know, you know, if it is really what the Lord Buddha said. Hmm? Because things, you know, I mean, written over and written over, and you know, copied, and we make mistakes when we copy, yeah? Even us, you know, I mean, when we copy a text, we do make mistakes, yeah? I mean, we miss out a word, you know, miss out a letter, and then later on people don't understand what is actually, you know, what was actually written. Anyway, so, don't think too much, you know, observe, you know, get the sati, get samadhi, first get samadhi, concentration, and then develop the sati, you know, and then observe what is happening. And that is, you know, if you want to understand, yeah, if you want sampachana, you know, this clear understanding, that, yeah, you have the clear understanding if there are no thoughts and no memory present, yeah, if you just see. That's where the clear understanding comes. Okay, next question. Getting tired. Yeah?
Yeah, this is the last question on my Vandami Ajahn Martin. What should we do if some bad feelings arise without any reason? The other day I told myself I need to gather up myself. But then I remember in Buddha's teaching there's no self. What is your view about gathering up oneself when feeling bad when there is actually no self?
Thinking. Stop thinking. Huh? And stop thinking about this. You know, it's the same. It's always the problem. Non-self. Don't even think about it. Just practice, yeah? Sila, Samadhi, Panya. That is the way out. Understand dukkha. See the dukkha in your heart. See what causes the dukkha. Yeah? That's the second noble truth. Know that there's an end of dukkha and then go the path. Don't think. Just go. Yeah? Or what do they say in America? Walk the walk, yeah? Don't think about it, you know, where to walk, yeah? You know what to do, you know how to develop concentration, you have to develop sati, and then you have to start investigation, yeah? So what is there to think about it, yeah? The principles, you know, will become clearer the more our mind, you know, becomes clearer, yeah? Of anatta, you know, things are not ourselves, yeah? I mean, whatever, yeah? The thoughts that this person has is not himself, yeah? Who knows that there is a thought? Who knows that there is a memory? That is not self, yeah? But if he needs to get up from his bed, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, who needs to get up? Yeah? Get up and sit down and practice, yeah? That's the wrong question to ask, yeah? Okay? I think I'm tired for today. I was working on our solar system for the whole day, yeah? So, if there are no more pressing questions, you know, then we can end the session, yeah?
Yes, I think there are no further questions on that.
Okay.
Thank you all for the session today.
Have a nice day, or have a nice night, or have a nice evening, whatever, wherever you are, yeah? Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. My leg hurts. Okay. Go back to practice.